Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. From the Chelan Leader in March of 1911 comes this story. The Lake Chelan Box Factory plant is fast assuming the proportions and appearance of the important manufacturing establishment which the proprietors have ambitiously been striving for several years. A force of carpenters is now at work enlarging the building to make room for a large equipment of new machinery which will be installed at once. In addition, 24 by 110 feet in dimensions is being built on the west side of the main building, and the whole structure will be roofed over. About 50,000 feet of lumber will be consumed in this new building. All the new machines for the main sawmill plant have arrived and will be set in place within a few days. These include a mammoth edger and trimmer capable of handling the rough product of 50,000 daily cut, a canter and appliance to aid a sawyer in handling logs on the carriage, and a log stop and loader. The company expects to have the sawing department ready for cutting within the next 10 days. The additions now under construction is being made to house the planing department of the plant, and a carload of machinery for this department is now in Wenatchee awaiting transportation up the river. It will be delivered at Chelan Falls as soon as the stage of water in the Columbia warrants the CNO company in launching its larger steamers and putting them in regular service. An independent steam power plant will also be installed to drive the machinery in this department. This establishment, thus enlarged, together with the well-equiped Chelan planing mill and several small sawmills in the hills about the valley, will take care of the lumbering industry of this section for a number of years to come. And following that article, to clear orchard land, the Chelan Twin Cities Orchards Company will devote the greater part of the coming season to developing the fruit lands on its several holdings in this vicinity. The lavish supply of water on the Knowles Place in the Culver Canyon, of which no use has ever been made heretofore, will be developed, and about 13 acres of orchard will be planted, all of which, together with other land, can be irrigated when the water supply on the place shall have been developed and conserved. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.